Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we begin, they were talking about turkey in the news, the country turkey, but I just realized if Thanksgiving's coming, you guys are cooking a turkey, you might as well buy your turkey now. I can't tell you how many times I go and buy a turkey and they're out. So if you're going to get a turkey for Thanksgiving, just get it now. That was just some quick cooking advice. I do. I cook a mean turkey. I could cook a mean turkey. Okay, so there's a study that's out, and I don't know if I agree with this headline. 40% of Americans misdiagnose themselves after searching for symptoms online. It makes Americans look stupid, you know, because obviously globally they're seeing this news. You know, I'm like, well, gosh, Americans are dumb. No, we're not dumb, okay? And 40% of us, it was a small study. I believe they looked at 2,000 Americans, and they found that 65% would turn to Google to search their symptoms. This was a survey commissioned by Let's Get Checked, which I think is out of the UK. And of those respondents, 74% said searching for their symptoms stressed them out, and 2 in 5 falsely convinced themselves of a diagnosis that they might not have had. And I don't want to really break down into this study, but whether it's a valid study or not, but what this study does illustrate is people don't want to go to the doctor. They want to go online. And they want to self-treat. I don't blame them. I do too. I can't stand going to the doctor. I can't stand waiting. I don't want to take off my clothes. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to lose work. I don't want to spend money. Going to the doctor is not easy anymore. And there's a lot of negative connotations to going. There's a lot of negative results that could happen. So, for example, people tell me online, oh, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want to get the flu. I want to use telemedicine so I don't have to sit in a doctor's office and get exposed to the flu and be exposed to other sick people. They have a great point. But, I mean, we're really turning our society into a very isolated society. All right, so you don't want to go to the doctor's office. You don't get sick. But, you know, you're going to Walmart. You're, you know, going to the concert. Yeah, you're going out to eat. You're, you know. So I get it. People don't want to spend the money. And, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm not insulted. You know, I mean, people used to want to see me, and they couldn't wait to see me. When you're a doctor, nobody wants to see you. You know, you're not very popular as a doctor. They don't like you. They, you know, think you charge them too much money and all you do is golf. I can't golf worth a damn. And trust me, the money I was making in medicine, $2.42, was not something to write home about. So we have this growing push for people to diagnose themselves online. Now, where we're going to have, unfortunately, a... what's it called? Like, remember Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Where when you had two time wars, somebody that time traveled, and then when they met each other, the whole, like, their bodies just, it was on, Time Cop was on the TV about a few days ago. I love Jean-Claude Van Damme, so sexy. But apparently, when you have the old self and the new self come, there's this whole disconnect. It's all discongruent, and the whole world kind of falls apart. Well, that's what's happening with medicine now. Okay, as a doctor, I'm being told that we can't overprescribe antibiotics. I'm being told that we need to increase access and allow people to call us if they have a medical issue. I'm being told that if people want an antibiotic and we don't think they need it, don't give it to them. But I'm supposed to do all this over the phone. I'm supposed to do all this without getting to examine you, without getting to test you. I'm also being told, well, we don't want to run a bunch of tests. Every time you run a strep test or a flu test, there's a study right now about Lyme disease saying there's a bunch of people getting antibiotics for Lyme disease that don't have Lyme. Well, then run the test. You know, I'm old school. I'm old school. I learned you see the patient, you examine the patient, you smell the patient. All right, you use all your instincts, all your senses, your sixth, your seventh sense to figure out what's going on. And then you use the test to confirm. Okay, you're supposed to know what the person has before you even order that first test. But because of liability, you order the test to confirm it. This way you're not machine gun approaching all these tests. If you think they have the flu or you think they have strep, you don't have to run both. You run what you think they have. If it's negative, then you have to run another one. But you run the test. If you think they have Lyme disease, you run the blood test. If they have burning when they pee, you run the urine test. If the urine test isn't really indicative of an actual infection, but some inflammatory cells, then you need to find where those inflammatory cells are coming from. Maybe they're coming from the vagina. Maybe a lot of these quote-unquote UTIs are STDs. So you run the test. When you run the test, you get the right diagnosis, and then if that person needs an antibiotic or needs an appropriate treatment, you could do it. That's surgical precision, and we're not doing that anymore. So doctors are being caught in a rock and a hard place, just like patients, where you're expected to, as a doctor, to save money, to not run the test, to hurry up and see a lot of patients, but you're, you know, and not get it wrong. Same thing with patients. Patients are being told they can't see a doctor. They're being told that their deductible won't even kick in for $1,000. So here they are, and they're like, well, what are we supposed to do? If we can't wait for 3 months to get in with the doctor, if we can't wait or spend that sort of money, that high deductible, or those high copays, what do you want us to do? Well, we want you to go online or figure it out yourself. Well, then when they do, they might misdiagnose. So what are the most common things that people are misdiagnosing? Well, I think people are misdiagnosing. We don't have a study out on that, but I think a big thing they misdiagnose is a UTI. They burn down there. Their vagina burns. Well, a lot of things can cause vaginal burning. And I got to tell you, man, you know, my kids tick me off. My episiotomy scar burns, right? That's how I know my kids are doing bad, because it starts to burn, and I'm like, wait a second here. They're doing something wrong, all right? So it could be psychological. It could be instinct. It could be a UTI. It could be STD. It could be interstitial cystitis. Those are, unfortunately, many times misdiagnosed as UTI. My father thought he was having bronchitis when he died of a heart attack. Chest pain. Chest pain could be heart. It could be acid reflux. It could be pneumonia. So, you know, we're going online because we don't really have medicine as an option. And we're doing it wrong. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit, okay? We're going to talk about table manners. I am not the most couth. Was that the word? Am I couth or bougie? When it comes to sitting at a dinner table or going to a fancy place to eat. And the reason why is, you know, one is I kind of, you know, was growing up in a very modest background. And two is we, in my family, we loved rice. My father, you know, being Israeli, he wasn't really big on table manners and fork and knife and whatever. And I just found it so much more comfortable to eat rice with my fingers, a bowl of rice with my fingers, you know, or like soup or cereal, drinking it from the bowl. I'm not a very big utensil person. I mean, we were trained to use utensils. I know how to use a fork and knife. But I would really rather take my steak and eat it like a corn on the cob. Or a corn on the cob. So I found this article very, very interesting. It's a quiz we could all take to look at how we rate when it comes to dinner party faux pas. Apparently, FaceTiming and video calling while at the dinner table is bad. Using social media, texting is bad. But that's not what that's not where my problem is. My problem is, like, you know, licking my fingers. I lick my, if there's salt on my finger, now there shouldn't be if you use utensils. But I don't use utensils. And I'll use my fingers sometimes. But I can eat a salad with my fingers. I can eat rice, my arroz con pollo. I can do it with my fingers. I like using my fingers to eat. Maybe it's because I worked in a restaurant and I've seen too many dirty forks. I don't know. So let's take this quiz together. Which of the following is the correct way to eat bread at the table? Do you cut bread with a knife? Do you cut bread with a knife and fork? Do you tear it apart with your hands? Okay, I would tear it apart with my hands. I would just take it. I like eating with my hands. What's the answer to that one? Yeah, you tear it apart with your hands. Okay, good. Okay, we got one down. All right, good. Next one. Which of the following is the correct way to eat mussels? Mussels. Now, I don't eat mussels. Do you pick the mussel out of the shell with your fingers? Do you use a fork to pick the mussel out of the shell? After using a fork to pick the first mussel from its shell, you use the first shell to remove all other mussels. I don't eat mussels. Do you guys know how to do that? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, the last one. You're supposed to use a fork, and then you use the shell to remove all the other mussels or oysters. Is that like oysters also? I don't know, but they look disgusting. All right. Number three. When setting a dinner table, which of the following is correct? Forks on the left-hand side of the plate. Forks on the right side of the plate. Forks at the top of the plate. Now, I think at the top of the plate is supposed to be a spoon. So I remember my mother-in-law trying to teach me how to set a table. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm going to say the fork's supposed to be on the left side of the plate because I'm right-handed, and I remember going, this is ridiculous, I'm right-handed. Yep, forks are on the left side of the plate. I don't know why. Maybe it's because left-handed people are discriminated against with so many things that they're like, you know what, let's just put the fork there for them. It could be that. All right, number four. When is it acceptable to eat with your hands at the dinner table? When eating pizza? When eating chips? Or when eating like a sandwich or a wrap? Or D, none of the above? When are you allowed to eat with your hands? Pizza? Chips? A sandwich? None of the above. You're never supposed to eat with your hands at a dinner table. I am so lucky I'm married because I would have never been able to find a husband, you know, like back in the 1800s. No way. What is the correct way to sit at the dinner table? Oh, Lord have mercy. Hunched forward, tilting your chair, legs crossed, or both feet flat on the floor? I'd say both feet flat on the floor. That just sounds like something that you just do. Okay, both feet flat. Nice. Okay, good. Whew. Okay, I'm not bad. You know, podunk. I think I'm pretty good here. All right. Which of the following would you do at the dinner table? And be honest. Would you text? Would you take a phone call? Would you take a photo of your food for social media? Yes, I do all of that. Or none of the above. Okay, so the answer is none of the above. Don't do that. Which of the following would you do at the dinner table? Would you lick your knife? Oh, that's no. That's a no. Begin eating before everyone else is served? No. Lick your fingers? No. Season your food with salt before tasting? Or none of the above? Okay, I'm going to say this, guys. I'm going to say none of the above. And the reason why is I remember there was a study that said if you are on a job interview and it's a lunch or they take you out to eat and you immediately season your food without tasting it, that's a sign of, it's a bad sign. It just means you are very presumptive. You know, and test the food. If the food doesn't taste good, then you can add the salt. Now, what a lot of people are thinking when they do that is they go, they don't want to look like they're insulting the chef. So they just salt anyway. So it doesn't look like it's the salt, it's just them. You know, it's not the flavor of the food, it's just them. All right. Anyway, never lick your knife. How should you hold a glass of white wine? Do you hold it by the stem? Do you hold it by the bowl of the glass? Or it doesn't matter how you hold it? I guess it's the stem. You're supposed to hold wine by the stem of the glass. I don't know that. Which hand should you hold your spoon in, right or left? Okay, now get this. I think the spoon is on the right side of the table or of your plate, so it's the right. You're supposed to hold your spoon in the right. That's fine by me because I'm right-handed and I would probably drop the soup. Hey, that's assuming I use a spoon. You see, this is why I just drink from the bowl, people. You don't have to worry about where the hell to hold your spoon. When chewing or talking at the table, what would you do with your silverware? Do you place them down on the table at the side of your plate while you're chewing? Or do you keep them in your hands? Okay, I keep them in my hands, but my guess is that's no. You're supposed to place them down, so every time you chew, you place the silverware back down. Oh my gosh. This is horrible. How would you eat an asparagus appetizer with a knife and fork or with your hands? Again, I used to do it with my hands. I guess not anymore. All right, you have to... Oh, they say you can eat an asparagus appetizer with your hands. Wow. Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay. Well, that was the answer to that one. If you had sauce or gravy left on your plate, which of the following would you do? Would you mop it up with your bread? Would you leave it on the plate, or do you use your cutlery to soak up the extra gravy? You're supposed to leave it on the plate. Yeah, that's just extra calories. As a dinner party host, which of the following would you do when serving tea and coffee? Well, I don't serve tea and coffee. I serve Jack and Coke. That's okay. Do you pass the milk and sugar around so drinkers can add their own? Or do you ask your guests how they would like their tea, coffee served, and add the milk and sugar yourself? My guess is you have to add the sugar and, yeah. Oh, no. They say just pass it. Pass it around so they can add it on their own. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Well, I don't serve tea, so I'm good there. Which of the following is the correct way to serve red wine? Oh, boy. I don't know Celsius. At 17 degrees Celsius in a larger glass, at 17 degrees Celsius in a smaller glass, or do you chill the wine first and put it in a smaller glass? They say 17 degrees Celsius in a larger glass. I don't know what that means. 17 degrees Celsius. You guys figure it out. All right. Hey, I'm learning something with this. All right. In which country should you slurp your food to show your appreciation to the chef? Japan, Australia, or Thailand? See, I slurp my food all the time. They say you do it in Japan. All right. I guess you, for the bowl. In which country should you burp after a meal to show your appreciation for the food you have eaten? When do you burp? Do you do that in India, China, Bahrain, Germany, Italy, and Egypt? Where do you burp? I know Egypt. No, they say India, China, and Bahrain. All right. I burp all the time anyway, though, so hopefully everybody's happy. In which country is it considered rude to finish all your food on the plate? China, Australia, or Russia? China. Do not eat all the food on your plate. That's considered rude. Oh, I am so dead if I go to any country. I eat it all, and I lick it. In the UK, which of the following is considered to be the worst dining habit? Using your cell phone at the dinner table, licking your fingers, or putting your elbows on the dinner table? It's using your cell phone. Is it considered socially acceptable by many to eat certain foods with your hands, but in which country should you never, ever use your hands to eat? When is it like a super big no-no? Chile, Cyprus, or Latvia? Apparently Chile. You never use your hands in Chile. And in which country is it considered almost snobby to use a knife and fork? In Mexico, France, or Portugal? They say Mexico. Okay, so you can't eat with your hands in Chile, but you're not supposed to use a fork in Mexico. What the hell? Like I said, when I eat nachos or arroz con pollo or a tamale or chimichanga or whatever, I use my fingers. I don't use a fork and knife. All right, so how well did we do? I don't think I could go anywhere. I don't even think I could go out to eat in America after that one. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is kicking off New York's Veterans Day celebrations.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
The president speaking at Madison Square Park this morning before hundreds of flag-waving patriotic Americans. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also has a message for the Corps of Cadets at Citadel, the military college in South Carolina.
Should you have the honor of serving, I pray that you learn the lessons that I learned and allow them to inform you in your lifetime of giving to America, because the country will need you. Your generation will need you. The generation that comes after you will need you, too.
And Vice President Mike Pence lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right,
maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I spoke on Friday to the Association of Medical Staff Services on the opioid crisis. And I talked to them about what I talked to you guys. So, you know, if I did have to give a pop quiz to everybody, I could give them a pop quiz too. So don't worry, I didn't tell them anything I haven't told you guys. You guys have kind of heard it all. But somebody had asked me in the audience if I could wave a magic wand and cure this whole opioid crisis situation that we have, how would I do it? I'd say, well, first, I would take the magic wand, and I would probably use it to cure a bunch of other things. Okay, I mean, we have a whole bunch of things that need fixing. If I had a magic wand, I would want to, I mean, man, cure cancer, you know, prevent all this childhood blindness and childhood disease and, you know, all that. But I would probably, when it came to opioids, try to come up with a new way to fight pain. And there are ways to fight pain. Doesn't always have to be narcotics. Well, there's a study, new evidence, that said meditation can help reduce pain in people who have been taking prescription opioids for years, leading to a reduction in the drug's dose. Now, some of you will say, are you kidding me? And mind you, I get that. When I have a bad migraine, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I have a horrible migraine, don't try to help meditate me out of it. I am in so much pain. Give me an Excedrin migraine. I don't need a narcotic. I need my Excedrin migraine. And that's my go-to. But see, how much of that is mental? Have I ever tried meditation? Have I ever tried a true meditation session? No, I really haven't. I don't want to try it. I'd rather just take a pill. But maybe we need to, with future generations, start where if somebody's in pain, they go in and have a meditation session. What do we do with kids right now? Mommy, my ear hurts. Mommy, I have a headache. Mommy, I have this. We run to the cupboard and give them Tylenol or give them Motrin. We run and give them a medication. We train ourselves at birth to run and go to a medication. So this study is interesting. Even though you and I may be like, really? Just, you know, it is interesting. Though the study was published this month in JAMA Internal Medicine, and researchers reviewed evidence from 60 studies that included about 6,400 participants. So it's a pretty large study. And they evaluated a range of strategies, including meditation, guided imagery, hypnosis, and cognitive behavioral therapy. So cognitive behavioral therapy is where we kind of help retrain the way you think. So if you are, you know, like, oh, man, I hate seeing the in-laws. Thanksgiving's going to be horrible. I don't want to go, to Christmas dinner with them, whatever. We go, okay, well, wait a second. You know, let's just rethink it. Okay? It may actually be humorous. It may actually be fun. It may actually be rewarding. Think of it this way. Okay? If you don't go on Christmas or you don't go on Thanksgiving, then you're going to have to see them on your birthday. Or you're going to have to see them on Father's Day or Mother's Day. Which would you rather? Oh, okay, I didn't think about that. You see, it's a whole new way to approach, to think things through. So, Eric Garland, a professor at the University of Utah, said mindfulness, cognitive behavioral therapy, and clinical hypnosis appear to be the most useful for reducing pain. He's a professor at the University of Utah. He says the reductions in dose were modest overall, but the study is a signal that the approach is beneficial. Now, we do have a person, not personally here, but Pamela Bob lives in Fairfield Glade, Tennessee. And she attests to the benefit. She's 56 years old, has endured decades of pain, and she said she was suffering for years. She was born with a malformation in her pelvis that led to pain, and over the span of 2 decades, she underwent more than a dozen major surgeries. None of them gave her relief. She felt desperate and debilitated, so she was put on high doses of opioids to ease the constant pain. But then a few years ago, she says there just has to be a better way. She didn't feel like herself on the drug, she said. She found help at a clinic that specializes in complementary and alternative medicine, and they offered physical therapy, behavioral medicine, acupuncture, yoga, mind-body practices. And even though they were not purported as a cure-all at Fort Belvoir Community Hospital Pain Clinic, they were tools for people to try. And so she tried them, and techniques like meditation, yoga, etc., these things helped. So she said it was almost like weightlifting for your brain. Just as curling a dumbbell strengthens your bicep, meditation is almost a way of curling the dumbbell of the mind to strengthen the mind's self-control. Which is true. Meditation, and Pamela has been able to stick with it, meditation is work. A pill takes the work away. But you have to get to a point like she did where she's like, no, not gonna. I'm not going to be a slave to these pills. She's overhauled her diet. She eats more greens, fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices with anti-inflammatory properties. She is empowered, and she's not, you know, having to take as many opioids. She was able to reduce them down to 25%, so drop them by 75%. Now she has a small maintenance dose, and she's controlled. So some of you are like, okay, well, we still need the pain medication, and then you could always relapse. True. But a lot of people are getting sick of taking the pills. They really are. There was a Gallup poll in 2017 where 78% of people preferred to try other ways to address their physical pain. Doctor groups like the American College of Physicians recommend that doctors offer more non-pharmacological treatments to pain patients. This is now the new way to go. So, here's the thing. Okay, guys. You who suffer from chronic pain are already noticing that it's getting harder and harder to get pain medications. And again, I think that's a tragedy. I really do. I think the way we've approached this opioid crisis has been an absolute cluster. On one end, we have people shooting up heroin and dying and overdosing on drugs. On the other end, we have people in severe pain who are thinking about suicide. There's got to be a better way. Unfortunately, it's legislatures, it's media, it's whatever seems like the most popular thing to do. They're the ones that seem to run policy. And so eventually you are not going to be able to get your medication until you have proven that you failed yoga, meditation, biofeedback, acupuncture, etc. Now, as a doctor, if I was asked, should we try to shunt people over to these more complementary therapies, I'd be like, oh, I think it's great to try, absolutely. I think acupuncture is fantastic. I think yoga is fantastic. I think there are a lot of things you could do. But then you do it very slowly and systematically and with some strategy. I mean, if I had a magic wand, if I was going to, you know, fix this, I would say everybody who's taken, you know, like 5 Lortab a day, let's get them all in yoga. Let's get them all with some physical therapy or massage or acupuncture. And let's have them decrease their 5 down to 4 within 2 weeks, very slowly, such that they don't even notice it. And then we start doing that with 3. And a very, very slow approach. Not this, sorry, you're not going to be able to get your medicine now. And then what I would do is I would find what seemed to give the most, I should say, you know, benefit, the most ROI to that person. And then have them then decide to do that and, you know, instill that. But for the rest of you who say, look, I've tried it, it doesn't work, I've tried it, it doesn't work. See the writing on the wall, because where we're going to go is you won't be able to get any medication until your doctor proves that you tried it. So if you did try yoga, if you did try acupuncture, if I were you, I would start collecting all those records. Just collect all those records. And if you haven't tried it, try it. But if you fail, get something in writing. Because if you are at that point where they're going to now exclude you from getting medication unless you do X, Y, and Z, now you kind of have all your ducks in a row. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I like to watch what happens with fast food. Did you guys know that Popeyes, I think, has the chicken sandwich still? Apparently there was a huge line coming out of Popeyes. Remember Popeyes was supposed to be, you know, said their chicken sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A? And then there were lines miles long, and then they ran out, and you couldn't get it anywhere in my city. Well, apparently it still exists. There's still a chicken sandwich at Popeyes. I don't know what I haven't stood in line. It's probably a lot of calories and fattening, but I haven't, you know, gotten one yet. But that was a real big marketing cluster, as far as I'm concerned, because I was in line. I did wait, and then for me to pull up and see that it wasn't available, I'm like, you know what, I'm done. And here we are months later. Yeah, we're still talking about it, but a lot of people are like, I'm not going to Popeyes now as a result. Well, Burger King had a little bit of a cluster. Burger King offered two Whopper Jr. burgers for $4, two regular Whoppers for $5, two double Whoppers for $6. Now, that's a pretty damn good deal. Apparently, they end up losing $1.50 per sale. Because rather than charging full price for fries and drink, somehow people got a discount on that as well. And from what we understand, Burger King stock has dropped because franchisees lost more than $12 million. This discounting error on the fries and the drink that came with the burgers resulted in a revenue reduction of $12.4 million for the franchisee in the first 9 months of this year and a net loss of $8.2 million. So it's a New York-based restaurant group called Carrols that owns and operates 1,000 Burger King restaurants. And they mistakenly gave customers double discounts. And the discounting error, obviously, was big. So what they wanted you to do is if you did take two Whopper burgers for $4, or, you know, $5 or two double for $6, you were supposed to then buy fries and drinks, right, at full price. Unfortunately, nope, they got additional discounts. So the customers were supposed to be charged normal prices, and they weren't. So each restaurant lost $1.50 on every sale. Now, some of you would say, wait a second, okay, the fries are cheap, the burgers are cheap, did they really lose that much? I really think they did. I mean, remember, this isn't something that Burger King wants to announce. They don't want to announce that they lost money and then lose stock. So my guess is somebody figured out that they really did lose about $1.50 on every sale. CEO Dan Accordino said it was not an accounting issue. It was not a systems issue. It was a mistake. So we all screwed up, or we screwed up, and it cost us a fair amount of money. We spent a lot of time dealing with this convoluted mistake. The fact of the matter is it was a mistake. We screwed up. The underlying business is stronger than what our numbers reflect. And he went to call this mistake a one-time error. Apparently, the franchisee realized that the mistake happened in late August. Stock had fell 8%. When the error was corrected, revenue rose 7.9%. Revenue in the third quarter was 4.5%. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it was a win for you guys, because if people thought that they were getting, you know, cheaper drink and fries, they're now coming to you. So they're going to find out in the window, but at least they got, you know, and tried your product. So I'm, as you know, a franchisee owner. I own two Supercut franchisees or stores, building the third. And I got into the franchise business very late in my life. And I know I'm middle age, okay? Never thought I'd own a McDonald's. Too expensive. Chick-fil-A, too expensive. Subways aren't as expensive as you would think. A lot of these franchises aren't that expensive. Supercuts was kind of expensive, but, you know. And it, I guess, is all based on where you get to put your location, what the radius is. You know, with some franchises, somebody can open up right across the street from you. That's not a good deal. You want to make sure that in writing you have a, you know, protected area. So, you know, people can't just open up right next door to you. Now, the competition could open up next door to you, but you don't want, you know, the same company opening up next door to you. And food franchises don't make as much money as you think they would. Some of them might, I think, In-N-Out do really well, and Chick-fil-A does really well, and McDonald's probably does very well because of volume. But you don't really have a high profit margin. Your labor costs a lot of money. And I'm seeing this just from, you know, now owning a franchise. Labor costs a lot. Minimum wage is going up. It's going to cost even more. And with, you know, supercuts and stuff, there's also commissions and, you know, tips and things like that. So luckily people make more than, you know, their salary. They make a lot more with tips, commissions, etc. And the employer doesn't have to pay for tips, but you still want to pay their salary and you want to pay their commission. And when you look at food, it's not a very lucrative business unless you can guarantee that you have cars always in line and you need volume. With other sorts of franchises, there's tons of franchises. There's hair franchises. There's, you know, gas stations, I believe, are the franchises. There's so many things that are franchises. Convenience stores. You need to be really, really careful. A lot of people really lose their butt on these franchises because they go, well, I see a place, you know, busy. And, I like going to that store. I like getting that sub sandwich or whatever. So I think it's going to be a hit. Well, not always. Name recognition helps. But a lot of times you're paying franchisee fees, you're paying royalties, you're paying a lot of money for that to have the name, which helps, which it really helps in a business, which is why being a franchisee is so attractive. But what you also don't understand is the profit margin may not be where you think it is. And if you can't get the volume and you can't secure your location and you can't secure that you aren't going to have competition nearby, right, and you can't afford your labor, you're going to be in trouble. And I've heard time and time again a lot of franchisee owners lose it. So I know people are kind of looking at this story with Burger King going, who cares? You know, I mean, Burger King is fine. They make a lot of money, etc. If somebody owned that franchise, they're in trouble. I've seen Burger Kings go under. I've seen McDonald's close. And I'm like, how the hell is a McDonald's closing? McDonald's is one of the most successful, popular, You know, it's interesting. They say there are more Subway stores than McDonald's. I believe throughout the world. More Subway. And you're like, wow. I didn't realize they were so successful. Well, the Subway brand is successful. But not all the franchisees, you know, might not be, you know, as successful as like a McDonald's franchisee. Sometimes the more you have, that doesn't necessarily mean it's better for you. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, would I recommend somebody going into the franchisee business? Really do your research. Really know the product. You know, I love Supercuts. I've been a fan of Supercuts products. I think they treat their employees well. And as long as you even treat your employees even better than the last guy, I think you're going to be a win for your employees. I think if you treat your customers well, make sure they get goodies, make sure they feel valued. But it's a full-time job. I mean, it's not anything you do half-assed. And, you have to watch your price point. And, these things that you think make a lot of money, like a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, may not always make a lot of money. If it did, there'd be thousands of them. But then when there are thousands, there's less. Lollipops make a lot of money. Lollipops are huge. Apparently a father of two has now banned lollipops from his entire family. Why? Because his five-year-old son nearly choked to death after given one when he was trick-or-treating. Brent Cole in England said his son Bobby was eating a lollipop while sitting with his mother, and then he began making choking noises. They had to do the Heimlich on him, and they were able to get out the stick. They rushed him to the hospital with just a simple lollipop. Scary, scary stuff. Careful out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.